This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:41 on a Friday. This is the Morning Shift. I'm Bo Morgan alongside the most eligible bachelor in Atlanta sports radio, Mr. Abraham Gordon. We call him Abe. He's our own. Yeah, I know he gets a little smart when I call him Abraham. I don't know why. I just like that. I like using that. I like using your government, your full government name.
That's not my full name.
What's your middle name?
It's just Abe.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I'm not an Abraham. It's just Abe.
What's your middle name?
Harris. I was named after my great-grandfather.
Abe Harris.
Gordon, as you know, my last name.
Yes. Was your grandfather's name Harris or
no? My great grandfather was
your dad, so it was your dad's.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's full Gordon.
Yeah.
So you're a second, essentially.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
No.
Yes.
No, because my last name came from when my grandfather got remarried, so it's a different last name. I was named after my great grandfather.
On your dad's side.
On my dad's side.
How did his name change?
His name was Abe Goldstein.
He changed his name.
When my grandma got remarried to a Gordon.
Oh, he got adopted and changed it?
What? No. Adopted? What?
Well, yeah, that's normally when you change your last name as a kid.
All right, I think you're mishearing me. My great-grandfather, so my dad's grandfather.
Yes.
Not my dad's parents.
Yeah.
Had the last name Goldstein.
Okay.
My grandmother.
Which is your?
Got remarried to a Gordon and then had my dad.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yes.
Yeah, you weren't overly clear, so.
Yeah.
All right. Go. Okay, whatever. All right, cool. We asked a question before on the tees, before we went to break. And it was, look, because here's the deal. Everyone's making, and after 2 years, the teams with a bye are what, 1-7, I believe?
That's correct. The only win was Indiana yesterday. This year. Yeah.
And so a lot's being made of the bye. And we were talking about this before the show, and you made a good point. I'm going to let you get to it. But a lot of people are saying the bye week is causing these teams to lose. And let's just go through this year's games. Because I think I want to remember, we'll let you use your point to remember
sure.
The last year's. This year's games, first game is Miami and Ohio State. Ohio State had the bye, and Miami didn't. Miami dominates them up front. Miami's offense wasn't this, it wasn't like and let's be for real, Miami's offense has been pretty pedestrian mm-hmm. in the two playoff games. They've scored 27 points. Offensively, now we got the pick six, which
yes.
adds to it, but 27 points from the offensive side, if I'm not mistaken, has been pretty pedestrian. But they dominate up front. Then Oregon takes out Texas Tech, 23-0, and that was a very, very just horrific game offensively for Texas Tech. But their defense played well. Defense played really good, actually. It should have been a worse score if that defense didn't play as good. And then Indiana is the one team with a bye, and since going to 12 teams in the playoff, that absolutely rolled. And I mean, they steamrolled Alabama. They beat them physically up front. Alabama's inability to run the football once again is cost them. And then you had the Sugar Bowl, where Georgia loses to Ole Miss. But I don't think in any way, shape, or form that was to me the most glaring of the ones that said the bye week had absolutely nothing to do with it, because Georgia played well in that game. They went in a lull, but Georgia played about like they played most of the season. So I don't think it had any effect, but you have a theory as well.
Well, I just don't think, and we talked about these games before they happened. I'm sure you did on your show. We did on the middays as well, and started breaking them down. And it was just like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, the bye week to me isn't the reason Miami won, as you mentioned, obviously Indiana, or Oregon or Ole Miss. And you can use the 1-7 record, and it is a small sample size, just eight games. You could probably use that as whatever beacon you want it to be. But I think people just blindly stating it as, well, it's 1-7. You have all the info you need. It's being a little bit misled, because if you go back to last year when they were 0-4, right? One of the bigger issues wasn't that teams were off the bye week. It's that the seeding was scuffed. You had Boise State as a 3 seed.
Explain why the seeding was
scuffed. Well, last year it was the top highest ranked champions of a conference were the top 4 seeds. They obviously made that change this year. Yeah. Just blind seeding top 4 teams.
You had to be a conference champion essentially to get a bye, and then in the highest 4 of the 5.
And so last year, Boise State was a 3 seed, Arizona State was a 4 seed. Right?
Yeah.
And Oregon, by the way, who did beat Penn State in the conference championship, was the 1 seed. Now, Oregon lost to Ohio State, who end up winning the national championship. I would have argued then, and I still argue now, Ohio State's the better team in that game.
They were, but did Oregon also had a win against Ohio State
they did.
In this
they
season?
Did.
So that led into that belief, because, look, Ohio State seemed wrong, but there's no doubt that after the mission, look, there's no doubt that Ohio State was benefited and was helped by playing Tennessee in Columbus in the first round. Am I saying that's why they boat raced Oregon? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they were better off for getting to play that game. I don't necessarily believe. I do believe they were the better team. I agree with you, but they were better off by regaining kind of their mojo, so to speak, against Tennessee.
Texas gets past Clemson. They beat the 4 seed Arizona State a year ago. Now, this was a double overtime game.
A very good game.
So,
very good game. Here in Atlanta, by the way.
I don't necessarily buy that, but even then, I would say Arizona State as a 4 seed was not better than 5-seeded Texas. And the other one that's really egregious in terms of who's the better team, Boise State sneaks in as the 3 seed because of the format last year. They lose to Penn State.
Yeah.
So at least 2, if not 3 of the games last year, while the higher seed lost, I believe the better team won. And so I just think the sample size is a little bit scuffed, and it'll be interesting to see where they go. If they get to 16 teams, is everyone playing, or are we doing some weird sort of double bye nonsense? Because that will be a real problem. If teams are off for a month.
I'm glad you mentioned the 16. Can we do it? Can we do this? Can we just go ahead and talk about this? You know, the argument of who should and shouldn't be in and how many SEC teams and how many Big Ten teams, that's the wrong argument. You're having the wrong argument. And I think they're going to 24 teams is what I think they're going to do, unfortunately.
You think they're directly from 12?
I do.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I do, because I think they're going to give the SEC and the Big Ten so many buys, or so many bids.
Bids, yeah.
And then everybody else is going to be fighting for a couple. But that's the wrong argument. The argument is that we have too many teams in. That's the argument. And you know, I know it's great that James Madison and
Tulane.
And Tulane got in. They don't need to be there. I'm sorry, they don't need to be there. They're getting $30 million, I believe the number is, off the top from the college football playoff, whether they're there or not. So they don't need to be there. It's just not. Doesn't do anything.
Unless you're just fully breaking away and giving them their own bracket, I disagree. And my premise isn't that you need a Cinderella or that you need...
I think Ole Miss is a Cinderella to be...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To be real with you.
And Indiana. Indiana's undefeated in the number one team. But like, overall story, kind of.
Based on their name, yes.
Right.
But they're not. They're not. They're not. They might. I get that the worst college football program in the history of college football win percentage-wise. They were.
They're not anymore.
When Cignetti got there. They're not a Cinderella.
Yeah. No, I agree. But back to the – here's why I think – and obviously you need some format changes because you don't need two of them in, and that's its own discussion. Unless you're giving the group of five their own playoff, their own championship, and that would be fine too. But until that happens, I think every team needs to start the year with the belief that they can win a championship, that there's at least a path.
Yeah.
And doing so is by having a group of five spot, and one of these teams can play their way into that spot and see what happens.
I agree. I agree with the premise. But I think what you do is you bounce it away and you give them an 8-team playoff. And
if they have their own thing, that
problem
then I'm
is they're
accepting.
Never going to do that unless they get it's in discussions. They're never going to do it unless they get that money. They're guaranteed the same amount of money they already make off the college ball playoff now, which is I think it's like $30 million is the number. But look, I'm with you. I don't believe it had anything to do with Georgia's loss last night. I think Georgia just got beat. Georgia got beat. They got Kirby. Did not have his best game as a head coach. I think Kirby would tell you that. Glenn Schumann clearly didn't have his game's best as a good DC. And Bobo, there's probably a call here or there, but it's not Georgia fans have to come down a little bit, and Alabama fans are absolutely dealing with this right now, and Ohio State fans are probably dealing with it now as well after what happened to them on Wednesday night. The playing field is come back to reality a little bit because of the depth question. That was the whole thing. Remember when the SEC was winning all these national titles during the BCS, before even the 4-team playoff was a thing? And that would get to you, it was like, what's the difference? Well, the difference is the 6th and 7th offensive linemen or the 5th and 6th defensive linemen off the bench, as in 5th and 6th coming in, and after this top four, they look the same as the guy that's starting. And that was where they were set apart. That's not the case for anybody anymore. The elite, it's changed. The depth looks more like an NFL roster than it ever has before.
Yeah, I view it differently a little bit. And
I'm not surprised.
Well, I think the difference, I think you'll agree. I'm not saying you're wrong.
No,
I'm saying
I'm
this is an addendum to what you're suggesting. I think the other difference is the teams that won the national championship a number of years ago were the teams that were mostly complete. And I think it's easier to fill holes to make your team complete in a transfer portal now than it used to be. And so there are going to be more teams that feel like they're complete teams that don't have a very specific, defined weakness that you can attack. And I think when you combine overall depth of these power teams, along with the fact that, hey, we have a problem here, we're going to go address it there, I think you just have, on a given day, other factors that make the difference outside of this is just very clearly a better team.
I believe we're really saying the same thing to the extent. But, yeah, you're not wrong. I don't disagree with that.
And when I look at Georgia yesterday, and you're right, I think Kirby would say he not his best game. The defense did fall back into some of the problems they had previously. But, again, I think a lot of that is due to Ole Miss. And I think a lot of that is due to Trinidad Chambliss. And I think it's okay, as frustrating as it is, to admit that they played a good game. To go ahead and not a lot of people like to do this, but say, on this day, we were beat by a team that was ready to meet us, ready for the moment, rose to the occasion. Either team could have won this game. One team made the plays when they needed to.
I like that because it's okay and it's not really a fan. Fans are going to react a certain way, but it's really the media thing to me when media wants to just blame one side and lose the grasp of the concept that two teams went out there to play. And just because something doesn't happen or you don't accomplish this doesn't mean it's because something you did or didn't do. It's like if your critique right now of Bobo is you didn't give Zachariah Branch the ball enough, I would dare to ask you what he actually is. Because I know he made a great catch on the back shoulder fade with the end zone. But other than back shoulder fade catches and screens, what is Zachariah Branch? I don't know. What is he? What is his route running ability? How much is he getting open? You know, it's a lot easier to scheme players open in college football, and that's part of it. But when guys get pinpointed, you know, when a defense tries to take away, you got to have other guys step up. And how much of that happened last night? It's a fair question to ask. Look, we're going to continue this conversation about what went on in Georgia because it's interesting. Personally, I thought Georgia was the hottest team going into the college football playoff, not named Indiana. And that you could have made that argument. And they didn't. Ole Miss punched them in the mouth in the second half, not the first half. That's the part that's kind of surprising to me. All right. Coming next, we'll talk a little Falcons Saints. Plus, if you had one thing that you wanted the Falcons, the Hawks, and the Braves to do in the new year, or call it I don't believe in them, but call it a resolution, what would it be? Don't answer it now because you're already looking. You already turned your mic on like you want to answer it. Don't answer it yet, Abe. Let's get to the other side. And you can text and call in with yours as well. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
I didn't even get a chance to say it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.